This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Federal Drought Monitor says more than half of Colorado is experiencing extreme drought. This follows a scorching August, which was the hottest on state record. Officials say the impact could include a prolonged fire season and huge economic losses for the agricultural industry and outdoor recreation. There are now 1,200 firefighters assigned to the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. While snow and cold temperatures helped put out much of the flames, officials expect the 100,000-acre fire to become active again as temperatures rise. High winds and low humidity are in the forecast. A group of anesthesiologists wants paramedics to stop using a powerful sedative until officials finish a review of its use. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The Colorado Society of Anesthesiologists says ketamine is being used too often when police believe suspects are out of control. The Colorado Health Department announced it's reviewing its use after the death of Elijah McLean in Aurora. Officers put McLean, who is black, in a stranglehold, and paramedics injected him with ketamine. McLean's death, as well as the deaths of other black people, sparked nationwide protests over police violence. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Various possibilities for rain tonight across the state. Currently 54 in Denver, 46 in Vail, 51 in Pueblo, 52 for Grand Junction, 44 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.